The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, what's up, and welcome to today's Quick Tip Tuesday episode of the Build Your Tribe podcast. In today's episode, we are going to be answering some rapid-fire questions that I got over on Instagram. If you don't already follow me on Instagram, my username is at Brock11Johnson, and I highly recommend you follow me there, not just because I want some vanity metric of more followers, but because I'm actively communicating with our Build Your Tribe audience every single day over on Instagram, and I post tons of useful tips for the latest breaking news, new content strategies, and hacks on IG. But anyways, let's do some of these rapid fire questions. I put one of those stickers on my story that asked you to ask me anything that you would like me to talk about on Build Your Tribe. Some of these questions are going to be long answers that I might save for entire individual episodes, but let's do some rapid fire quick questions. Question number one comes from Tina Franzen, and she says, where do I start? Well, Tina, start with a niche. Start with who you are going to serve. Who is your target audience? Then serve the heck out of them. Show up every single day, no matter what your platform of choice is. Show up consistently and keep serving rather than selling. Amy Thompson asks, how do I invite people to a community if they're the first or one of the first customers to show up to that community? Well, Amy, I am a big fan of beta groups and test groups. Basically, what this is it's making it very clear to your audience, to the people who you are inviting to a community, that they're going to be early. They're going to get in before anyone else. But what are they getting out of it if they're getting there early? Do they get a discounted price? Are they going to get way more hands-on, back-and-forth communication with you? What do they get out of getting there early? And most importantly, how do you invite someone to a community? Build a relationship with them. I know this is business, and I know that we're talking about social media here, but let's think about real life for a second. If I wanted to get one of my friends to come to some worship group with me, to maybe a Bible study, I wouldn't just invite any random person off the street. I would build my relationship with my friend first. I would hint at it for a while. I would seed it. I would talk about it a little bit. I'd build some curiosity. I'd talk about the results. And then once that relationship is built and that foundation is laid, then I'll invite my close relationships to the community. How do you make yourself stand out if you're one of several in a chain, an individual within a brand? This question actually came in from a Chick-fil-A location, which that's just amazing to me. That's really cool that Chick-fil-A location owners are listening to the Build Your Tribe podcast. What I would say is how you stand out is you make yourself unique. I understand that whether you're a part of a multi-level marketing business or you're a chain restaurant, there are certain things that are going to be the same. There are certain things that are going to be uniform and expected at every single restaurant or at every single shop or on every single person's page, on every single distributor's Instagram. You're going to see similar things. So how do you stand out? You be yourself. And I know that's terrible advice. That's the advice that everyone gets when they're going on a first date and they're nervous. Just be yourself. You'll be fine. Remember what makes you you. Remember your passions. Remember what gets you fired up. Remember how your personality is unique. And then amplify those things. Emphasize those things. If you're weird and quirky and different, let that stuff shine. Let your freak flag fly. I understand freak flags might not necessarily fit in perfectly with the Chick-fil-A brand or mission, but just generally ask yourself, how can I be different? How can I be unique in this setting? You know, what is everyone else doing? What is everyone doing? And then what do I want to do? How can I be unique? What do I have to bring to the table? What values or offers or opportunities can I bring? Look outside of your industry. Stop focusing on every other restaurant in the chain or every other multi-level marketer who is in your company and start looking what other companies are doing, what other Instagram accounts are doing, what's working for other stores. Look at people who might not regularly be a part of your circle and see what they're doing to get ideas for how you can make yourself different from everyone else who you're a part of. Helena Metzger asks, how can we be building relationships without being spammy? AKA, how can we turn followers slash likes into actual sales? Well, Helena, this is a great question. How do you build relationships without being spammy? Offline would be my question. Like, do you have friends? Do you have maybe a partner or a loved one? What about anyone else in your family that you might have a relationship with? You built a relationship with those people, and it's not built on you selling them anything. And I think that we need to, again, apply that same principle to social media. You're not building a relationship so that you can sell them something. You're building a relationship so that you can serve them better. If part of serving them better means selling them something or promoting them to some link or some landing page, then that's a part of it. But we should approach building relationships with the intent of just serving rather than selling. Next question. Brittany Ortega Fitness asks, how do you track your business expenses when you are just starting out? Well, Brittany, what I do to track my business expenses is I use a separate card. I use my credit card for pretty much all personal expenses, and I use my personal debit card for any business expenses. So that makes it really easy for me to just do a rough estimate of what's business and what's personal. But of course, there are some things, you know, like certain gas stations don't allow credit cards. They only accept debit cards, or certain apps or websites might do the same. So then what I do is I go to my debit card and I will export my monthly statement. Most banks, most debit cards, most credit cards provide you with a monthly statement. I just take that monthly statement, I open up the PDF version, and I highlight anything that I know was a business purchase. That makes it much easier to add up all my business expenses when it becomes tax time, or it becomes much easier for my accountant to comb through all of these statements and just see the big highlighted stuff and know that that is a business expense. BooBear15 asks, what's the best way to track projects, calendar posts, engagement, and all of that stuff? Well, I would say that how I track it is in three places. I track everything under the sun on my phone. I use the Reminders app and I use the Calendar app religiously. Everything gets typed out immediately. And if I'm in a place where I can't type it, like maybe I'm driving or I'm in the shower, then I'll at least say, hey Siri, to my watch. I also will write everything down. I have notes upon notes upon notes. I am a journal junkie. I have like 4 different notebooks sitting on my desk right now as I record this. So I have everything written down with pen and paper. And then I also keep a magnetic dry erase board on my fridge. I have a calendar and just a blank board where I can write notes so that I'm constantly aware of the tasks, the projects I'm working on, what things are due, what school stuff is due, what business stuff is due, what groceries I need. Everything gets written down, everything gets tracked, and it's in multiple places. So if I'm not able to look at my fridge or if I'm not able to look at my phone, I at least have a notebook. Or if I am away from the home and I don't have my notebooks or I can't look at the fridge, I at least have my phone. I have multiple ways to track and I track everything. Brittany Getting Fit says, do you feel that you can accomplish more in your work or business life if you move your body first? Heck yes. I wake up between 5 and 5:30 every single morning and I'm working out by 6. From 6 to 7 a.m. every single morning, I am working out. I'm moving my body. I'm sweating. And I can promise you, on the days where I work out, which is most days, I have way more energy. If there's ever a morning where I'm like, oh, I went to bed late, maybe I'm just going to sleep in and not work out this morning, later that day, usually in the afternoon, I'll crash. I'll feel tired. I'll just feel less energetic and less focused throughout the day. It's weird, but when you use some energy early in the morning, you get up and go and you move your body, you work out, even if it's just going for a quick walk, it's amazing the difference I feel later in the day. Kat Greer, Kat26 Greer that is, asks, is it too late for me to find a way to earn extra income now that I am over 50? Well, I would tell you absolutely not. Absolutely not. Building a side income, building passive income for yourself, Building your tribe, building your following is possible regardless of your age. If you're listening to this right now, I don't care if you're 50, if you're 60, or if you're 15 or 16. You can build your tribe, you can build your following, you can build your business. It is possible. That's not to say it's easy. That's not to say at any age it's easy. It's never easy. There are always challenges regardless of your age. You're either too young or too inexperienced, and then suddenly you're too old and it's too late. It's never too late and it's never too early. You can grow your business and you can build your tribe if you want to, if you're willing to put in the effort and the work. Great question, and I hope that answer was meant for someone. And one final question for this Quick Tip Tuesday, where we are just rapid fire answering questions, come from Grad Life Grind. And Grad Life Grind asks, do I really need a website? No, you don't really need a website. You can build an email list without a website. You can offer products or services without a website. You can start making income online without a website. You don't need a website. Websites can be bought later. Domain names can be bought in the future. You can build a website. You can hire someone to build your website. You can worry about all of that later. But I think a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of business owners get hung up on the idea that, oh my gosh, I have to pick the perfect domain name and then I have to build a website. I don't even know how to build a website. I'm going to have to learn how to code. And then I'm going to have to build this beautiful, perfectly working website before I launch anything. You can make income online. You can build a following. You can build your tribe. You can build your email list. And you can build an income stream for yourself without a website. You don't need a website. Is a website beneficial? Absolutely. Are there some companies, some industries, some businesses that need one more than others? Sure. But you don't absolutely need a website. I would say focus on being consistent on social media, serving your audience, building relationships with them, and growing your email list. All of those things come far before getting the perfect website built and buying that domain name. So you don't need a website. And that's it for our Quick Tip Tuesday Rapid Fire Q&A. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and as always, happy networking. Hey, I wanted to tell you about this super cool VIP experience that is a part of our Instagram Growth and Engagement Challenge. This offer is seriously so cool. You get access to recorded live trainings by Shalene and I, where you will learn how to actually grow your following and increase your engagement. In this challenge, you will learn things like the latest hashtag strategies, how to 10x your engagement, what to post with text reminders to actually help you post, how to get more followers in 5 days. You'll get a 30-day content calendar so that you won't have to worry about coming up with content anymore. You'll also get access to, like I said earlier, the 5 live recorded workshops and 5 bonus recorded Q&A sessions. And that's all just for the price of $37.95. Basically, by the end of this challenge, you will be an IG master. I have gotten so many DMs from people following this challenge telling me how their engagement is just through the roof, how they're getting 70% more likes on their photos, how they're getting way more comments, and they're getting way more reach on the Explore page and via hashtag. So if you want to finally break through on Instagram and take it to the next level, then I highly recommend joining our Instagram Growth and Engagement Challenge. To learn more and to join the VIP experience, which I highly recommend you do, just visit shalene.com/IGGrowth.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.